This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
All right, it's time for the pest of the week.
What the?
We pick the player that got under the skin of our San Diego Padres the most these past few days. And it was tough. I think last week, you know, the Padres didn't lose.
Yeah, that was really hard.
Makes it more difficult to choose a pest of the week. It is brought to you by Corky's Pest Control. I'm going to go with Tony Gonsolin, pitcher for the Los Angeles Dodgers. Felt like even though Thursday's loss, Wednesday's loss.
You got it.
Was the most frustrating one, just the way the Padres was such a bad game.
Yeah.
It was really the momentum changer on Tuesday after the Padres took game one for Gonsolin to come in and really shut down the Padres' bats. They just could not hit the ball with a lot of authority off Tony Gonsolin.
Yeah, it was one of those things, too, where he wasn't striking out guys. He was just getting outs, and it was just frustrating. It was frustrating to watch, and he was very pesty. He threw really, really well.
The one thing, and I mentioned this earlier in this week, if there is a playoff series against the Dodgers in the Padres' future, and if the Padres are going where we hope they're going,
yep,
there's a good chance that they're going to meet in the National League Division Series best of five. The Dodgers pitchers have done pretty well against Padres batters. I mean, Gonsolin, May has been tough on the Padres. Kershaw, they beat him, but it's not like they, you know, knocked him all over the yard.
Yep.
If Buehler comes back, he's good.
We've beaten him, though.
I mean, there's other teams, though, that have had even more success against, you know, like Gonsolin or May than the Padres have
sure
had. So it's just something worrisome about that potential matchup.
Yeah, I'm not worried.
Okay.
I'm not worried.
I'm glad
all.
You're confident.
I'm very confident.
Ants and spiders, termites, rats, Corky's takes care of all of that. And don't forget gophers. Call 1-800-901-1102. Corky's is here for you. Speaking of the postseason ones.
Yes.
I was looking at the schedule that they have devised for this new round of the playoffs, this best of three wildcard round.
Yes.
So it's going to start with the American League games on that Tuesday, the 29th of September.
Okay.
But then on Wednesday, you'll have game twos in all the American League series and game ones in all four National League series. So for the first time in baseball history, on Wednesday, September 30th, last day of this month, there will be 8 playoff games on the same day.
Are you effing kidding?
How much of that are you going to be able to watch?
How much am I going to be able to? I'm going to try to watch everything.
They're going to have to be overlapping, I believe, on ESPN and TBS.
What time do they start?
Broadcasters.
9 a.m.
Well,
our time?
I mean, I've been thinking four, since there's two networks, we've got four quadruple headers. So probably like 10, 1, 4, and 7.
I'll watch them all.
Kind of thing. And, you know, there might be some overlap where you have to join the next game a little bit in progress if the previous game goes over 3 hours, which playoff games do tend to do most of the time.
Yeah, I mean, will I be able to watch one on the iPad, one on the television? I mean, I'll have to figure out a system because I don't miss playoff games. I mean, I have no qualms ever about getting off the air at 9, going straight home, grabbing a, you know, Jersey Mike's or Doghouse and sitting there and eating and watching baseball all day. It's like my favorite day of the year.
But it's for you, it's going to be a challenge because there has never been that much playoff baseball in one day.
Now, oh, man, that's a dream.
The next day, you will have game threes, if necessary, in the American League and games two. So you'll have anywhere between 4 and 8 games on the 1st of October.
You know what sucks?
But we know for sure that there'll be 8 games on that second day.
You know what's maybe the worst thing I just realized? We're moving. It's done. We finally have the, like, movers are booked and paid for. Guess what day? October 2nd.
That's not the worst. That should be a day off between the series.
Oh, thank God. Okay. Thursday will be the game 3s if necessary.
It's possible. It could be. Oh, it could be a National League game 3, actually. If the Padres have to go to a...
She'll give me a pass for the Padres. I can watch. I can help as much as I can and watch the Padres game.
But at least
that's
you'll have 4 games tops. If they all went to game 3 of the National League, you could have 4 games that day. But you're thinking only 1 or 2 because you figure series will be 2-0.
Yeah.
So it won't be quite the ridiculous day that the other ones will be. But I just saw that. I thought, really? 8 playoff games in one day.
That's unbelievable.
2 at a time, basically, all day long. It'll be like the first day of the NCAA tournament, almost, for baseball.
That's amazing.
Where you're watching games all day long. It feels like you're going to have to develop a... I would say a cough. This is a bad year to develop a fake cough.
Yeah, don't do a fake cough. Do your vasectomy.
Do your vasectomy. Day to do it.
Yeah, that's the time to do it.
They're even doing elective surgeries right now.
Yeah.
I have no idea.
It sounds like paradise to me. That sounds like just sitting on my ass. Now, my son will be in preschool. My wife will be working, and I will be sitting on the couch watching all of that baseball, drinking it in.
Our people, our businesses, and our leaders will help hashtag Move California Forward. You can help move us forward and stay connected while listening to San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan. Speaking of weird schedules, the Padres now have a very weird schedule for this last week plus of the season based on what happened yesterday. We'll get you caught up on all the changes going on. Venues, doubleheaders coming up. From now until next Sunday when the season wraps up, we'll tell you what the Padres now have in store as they try to clinch their first playoff spot since 2006. We will get to that coming up next. It's Ben and Woods on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.